Coach's Insight programs continuing here tonight on Care 93.7. I'm Brandon Tama. We're joined by Christian Wessel, the Morehill Mounts Academy boys coach, presented by Amberwell Health and Taco John's. A big-time league win on Tuesday night this week, Coach, at home, Valley Falls. We figured your team and Valley would be towards the top of the league here in 24-25 in an early season tilt. You guys were able to get that win, 59-47. Talk about how your team played, what you see, what you like, and overall thoughts and takeaways from a big-time league win on Tuesday night.
Yeah, it was a really fun game. A lot of energy behind that game going into it. We knew it would be a good test and a good competition. They're a very talented team. They've got some excellent shooters, good guards, well coached. They're going to play hard. And, you know, our guys were pretty excited for the game and amped up for it. I thought we played really well. Our big emphasis throughout the week was defense and defending. You know, we had to figure out a way to defend them specifically on the perimeter. But then they did a great job going inside to Kearney. And so we knew it would be just an overall tough game, and I thought we defended really well. We played good aggressive defense. I thought we pushed the tempo good. You know, offensively, we moved the ball a little bit better. I still think we got to improve moving off the ball. That's kind of been a point of emphasis that we haven't got, but yeah, some kids really stepped up, had some big moments. Overall, it's a really, really good game.
You guys are sitting here at 5-1, three straight wins since the lone loss to Hiawatha back on December 13th. What do you think has been kind of the change, or maybe not so much a change, but what have you seen from your team here over these last few games that have allowed you guys to rack off these few wins in a row?
Yeah, I think, you know, everybody's just coming together, and we're trying to figure out our style still and how we want to play, and grilling in the fundamentals. You know, it sounds basic, but the games we play well, our posts stay low, we square up, we rebound the ball well, we don't get too quick, we defend with energy. You know, earlier in the season, first couple of games, that was not, we were pretty sloppy. We weren't very disciplined fundamentally, and I feel like we've really gotten more fundamentally disciplined, and so, you know, that'll hopefully expand and then continue to develop some chemistry and a little bit more offensive flow, and yeah, we'll be on a good track.
Our feature broadcast on Friday here on Care 93.7 will be Morehill Mounts Academy at Troy. Another big-time test for you, Coach. This is a Trojans team that right now sits at 6-1 overall. They play a lot of kids, good-sized guards. They got some bigs inside, just a really talented team across the board under head coach Jonathan Rodvelt. But what can you tell us in kind of the early initial thoughts on your Friday night opponent in Troy on the road?
Yeah, we're really looking forward to the challenge here. You know, we knew that Valley Falls would be a good challenge, and we know Troy's going to be a good challenge. And you know, the guys are excited. We have a lot of respect for both teams we've played this week. And, looking at Troy, you know, they have some really good size. They get to the basket extremely well. They played in the Twin Valley last year. And so just, it's a good physical league. We're expecting a really good, strong physical game. They play with a lot of depth, and so, you know, it's not going to be a game that, you know, I think we're going to be able to just kind of outrun and out sustain. It's going to be something that it's going to be a fight from start to finish, and so we're really looking forward to it. They're very well coached. It's going to be a really fun night.
Yeah, we're excited for that one on Friday night. And then real quick, Coach, before we get you out of here, and we appreciate it as always, the McLouth Invitational Tournament, the midseason tournament, it starts next week, and it's a quick turnaround. So you go to Troy Friday, and then you get a familiar opponent in Pleasant Ridge on Monday night in the first round of that tournament. Just kind of the initial thoughts on that field and just kind of the expectations for your midseason tournament next week.
Yeah, we didn't get a play Pleasant Ridge because of the snow day, so we're looking forward to that game. And then just looking at that week, you know, obviously the goal is to go and win it. You know, a big message that we really preach to our team is we look forward to three-game weeks because ultimately, you know, sub-state, state, you have to win three games. And so kind of our motto is big-time teams win three games in a week, you know, which you can't do until you win the first one. And so it's just good practice to get them focused on kind of that more tournament philosophy and not looking ahead and just kind of staying in the moment. There's a lot of good NEK teams, a couple non-NEK teams in there. So we think it's going to be a really good battle for us. And you know, I just hope our guys stay focused. I trust our guys. We have some great senior leaders. I mean, Brody, Luke, Raheem, Owen, you know, they're really leading us well. And, you know, if they continue to help us stay focused, I think we'll have a successful midseason tournament for sure.
There it is. Moorhill Mounts Academy boys basketball coach Christian Wessel, brought to you by Amberwell Health and at Taco John's, a Friday night tilt on the road at Troy, which you can catch those games right here on Care 93.7. Then they turn around and play Pleasant Ridge on Monday night in that opening round matchup of the midseason tournament over in McLouth. Coach, as always, we appreciate the few minutes, and we'll talk to you next week.
Hey, thank you.